Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Double A, you remember high school football a long, 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 long time ago, right?
Yeah.
Old Spice?
Yeah. Yeah. What is wrong with you today?
I don't know.
You know, really ragging on me today.
Man. I know. Well, imagine in high school, you beat your rival football team, and then the founder of the NFL, George Halas, writes you a letter.
I would faint. Pretty crazy, right? Yeah.
That actually happened to one season ticket holder. Let's take a look.
Having spent my entire life in football as a player, coach, and owner of the Chicago Bears has usually found me very busy on Sunday afternoons.
But on this particular afternoon of September 28, 1978, George Halas took the time to read the sports page in the Sunday newspaper. It wasn't NFL news that intrigued him. It was the Highland Park High School football team's win over one of their biggest rivals.
I read the account of your thrilling come-from-behind victory over New Trier East. I know that New Trier has an excellent football team, and I congratulate you on the outstanding accomplishment. The thrill of victory is the greatest elation a man can know. When I read how you fought back from the brink of defeat to win over an outstanding rival, I thought it was a great story.
To think that the founder of the Chicago Bears and the NFL would take the time out of his very busy schedule during this season to write a heartwarming, uplifting letter to help inspire young kids is really remarkable.
What was the reaction from the team when you guys got that?
Really completely unexpected. And I remember we'd just come off a big victory beating New Trier East on our home field, and we were gearing up to play Deerfield, also another one of our arch rivals. And we show up Thursday at practice, 2 days before the game, and the coach had pinned up on the bulletin board when you walk in this letter from George Halas. I remember we got in the locker room, people just couldn't believe it. And the captain ripped it, pulled it off of the bulletin board, and read it to the whole team, and we just went wild. It was really a fun experience. Of course, now with the passage of time, you realize high school football may not be that important, but when you're a 17, 18-year-old kid and you're playing the game, there's nothing that's more important than that football game. And beating New Trier was really a big victory for us.
George Halas understood the importance of high school football and the importance of that victory.
Keep up the good work. All of you coaches and players alike are to be commended. I hope you will pardon this intrusion on my part, but when I read the stirring story of your victory, I couldn't help but be thrilled for you.
That year in 1978, New Trier was ranked, I think, second or third in state, and we were an unranked team, and we came from behind and won on our home field. It was really a fun victory.
How'd you play in that game?
I actually had a good game. I scored in this end zone, got a two-point extra point. I was usually the blocking tight end, and we did win by 2 points that game. I was not the number one star. The number one star was Pat Hoffman, who returned a kickoff for a touchdown and had an 89-yard score. So he was awarded the game ball, but I was awarded the George Halas letter after the game.
Tom Lubin carried the letter from George Halas in his briefcase with him for years as motivation. It was about more than just football.
The lessons of manhood that you players are learning in high school football will stand you in good stead throughout your lives.
He also talked in his letter about unity and the unity that must have existed on the Highland Park football team. Collectively, I'm still good friends with many of the people on the team, and we share great memories and have good times.
One of Tom's best memories was the 85 Super Bowl. His family had season tickets since 1974, and Tom traveled to New Orleans to see the Bears take on the Patriots.
I hopped on a plane. The only thing is I didn't have a place to stay. All the hotels were fully booked. But 23, this was really the 1985 Bears, I didn't care. And I hop in a cab and say, I want to go to Bourbon Street. And within an hour, I bump into one of my best friends, a teammate of mine from the 1978 football team at Highland Park.
There you
and
go.
He was with his parents and had a hotel room.